I'd like to welcome you back to all Daf Staff and Practicers. When doing Hafrashas Challah, when taking off challah, when baking, how much challah are you supposed to remove? How much dough are you supposed to remove? Now, there's a very frequent question that women ask is, exactly how much dough do you need to make? How many cups of flour in order to require you to take off challah? But assuming you have enough that you're supposed to take off challah, how much dough are you supposed to take off? So the Gemara in today's Daf, Erev and Daf Pei Aleph, in the middle of Amud Aleph, quotes from Mishnah and challah. Shir chala echad mi esrim ve'arba. If someone's at home, a woman's baking at home, you take off 1/24 of the dough. You have a large dough, divided up into 24 parts, and one of those parts is chala, you take off as chala, and you're supposed to give it to the Kohen. The Mishnah continues and says that when you're dealing with a baker, someone who bakes in order to sell, we're lenient, and we say you only need to take off 1/48 of the dough. And there are different explanations of why we have this distinction between someone who's baking at home or someone who's baking for a business. One of them is that the truth is that biblically a minimal amount of challah satisfies the requirement. Even a mashu, a little bit isn't really enough. However, it seems that it's only rabbinic, it's only a takana derabanan to require you to do 1/24 in order to give a respectable amount to the Kohen. Therefore, if you have a small dough, you're baking at home, so 1/24 is enough in order to be respectable. But if you're a baker, you have much larger doughs, then 1/48, which is really half the size, could satisfy that respectable amount because you have a larger dough. So 1/48 could be larger even than a 1/24 of someone who's baking at home. Some explain really very different, that at home we require 1/24. Again, that's a respectable amount. But if you're a baker, we're not going to take away from your parnasa. We'll be more lenient. We'll allow you to take off only 1/48. But regardless, is that really our practice? Or makbid, if someone's baking challah, to measure and take off 1/24 of the dough? So the Rama, in Yerdeh, in Simen Shin Chaf Beis, in Hilchos Challah, in Sif Hei, writes that minig pashat b'chol medina seil, the common practice in all of our country, she'im afrishin rak challah achas, below shir. You take off challah, a minimal amount, below shir. There's no shir, you don't need to take off 1/24, you don't need to take off 1/48, you don't need to pay attention to how much you're taking off. It's sarfenosa, and we burn the challah. We don't give it to a Kohen, we burn the challah. And really the explanation why we don't care about the 1/24 or the 1/48 of the shear is because specifically we're not giving it to the Kohen anymore. Since we burn it, we no longer have to care about a respectable amount, and therefore we're able to revert back to the biblical requirement just to take off a mashu. Now just to be clear, certainly in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael it's a little bit more complicated, but certainly in Chutz La'aretz, challah nowadays is only derabanan. But in concept, we pattern the chiyuv in Chutz La'aretz after the chiyuv de'oraisa, and de'oraisa is only a mashu, only a minimal amount, and therefore now that we burn the challah, you only need to take off a minimal amount. However, continues the Rama, mikomakam nohagim litol kezayis. The real practice is, quotes from Maril, quotes from other Rishonim, going back to Rashi, that the common practice is to make sure to take off a kezayis. Not a minimal amount, you only need to take off 1/24, take off at least a kezayis. The truth is that this kezayis doesn't really have such a clear source. It's not really so simple. Why? Where do we find this concept of the kezayis? I think the most simple explanation is that it's a shear that we find in other areas of halacha. And therefore, over here as well, the practice developed that if someone wants to take off, we pattern after other areas of halacha that the shear is a kezayis. So too in this context as well, the minig developed that we take off a kezayis when taking off challah.